In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Apostle proclaims to us today in the Mass, God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. Just as is the case during Christmastide, we have certain saints who adorn Eastertide. And this was not by the choice of men, but by the choice of God himself. Yesterday I spoke to you about how it was Providence who chose that as the day, the 1st of May, for the feast of St. Philip and James, which was their feast day all the way until the 1950s. St. Philip laid down his life for Christ on the 1st of May in that very first century of Christianity. And today, May 2nd, was the day that St. Athanasius died. After the Age of Martyrs, in 373. He died on May 2nd, and he lived at the time when one could first begin to celebrate tomorrow's feast. Tomorrow is the feast of the finding of the Holy Cross. The Holy Cross was recovered by St. Helen at the very time that Athanasius lived. St. Athanasius' feast has never been celebrated on our calendar, it is in the Roman world, with an octave, but there is a sort of octave to it. Because on the octave day, if we may speak in this way, of St. Athanasius, that is on May 9th, we celebrate the feast of St. Gregory Nazianzen, perhaps the most illustrious successor of St. Athanasius. I do not mean successor in the strict sense. St. Athanasius was the Bishop of Alexandria, St. Gregory, Bishop of Constantinople. But he is his most illustrious immediate successor in the line which St. Athanasius begins, that is, the great line of holy doctors. There were many holy saints who came before St. Athanasius who might merit the title of doctor, but the Church does not dare adorn those saints with white vestments for their feasts, since they are already clad in red. If you are a martyr on the calendar, that outranks already the title of doctor. And such was the case for so many saints during the first three centuries of the Church. St. Athanasius, though, emerged from the catacombs unscathed, even though he knew many who had suffered in this way. He was a young deacon present at the Council of Nicaea, the first ecumenical council, and so many bishops attended this council, having on their body the very marks of those who had suffered for their master, those who had barely emerged from that age of martyrs. St. Athanasius himself knew the holy St. Peter of Alexandria, who in his very lifetime had died and had to be martyred for Christ as that age of martyrs came to a close. And if you were to ask, what should I read if he is a doctor of the Church? Where should I begin if I were ever to try and read any of the works of St. Athanasius? I would not hesitate to tell you that the first work you should read by St. Athanasius is his life of another saint, the life of St. Anthony of the Desert, which I warmly recommend to you. In writing this life of a saint, it is clear that St. Athanasius is bearing witness to the importance of celebrating the life of a saint who is not a martyr. With the age of the martyrs coming to the close, and now with the world, at least for the moment, smiling on Christianity, the response of so many holy men and women at the time was to fly into the desert, to seek solitude, where they may encounter God alone. Such was the case of the holy Saint Anthony. He was a true friend and counterpart to the work of Saint Athanasius. Saint Athanasius, as a bishop, battled as the first great heresy afflicted the church, the heresy that denied the divinity of Christ, the heresy of Arius. But as he did this, his work in the world, preaching and having to fly even from his own bishopric in order to survive and bear with persecution and condemnation, the holy monks of the desert remained faithful to the true faith, which had been the faith of the martyrs, that is, the unwavering faith in the divinity of Christ. And it was by their ceaseless prayer in the desert that finally the battle was won against Arianism. Especially in our dark times, it is of great importance to read a good history of this time. I can certainly recommend some books to you, but to read the history of the Arian crisis, and especially the actions of Saint Athanasius and the holy saints and doctors who followed him in the several generations in which this battle endured. On the eve, then, of this feast of the finding of the Holy Cross, this feast which exalts the divinity of Christ, that divinity which did not consider equality with the Father to be anything to be clung to jealously, but rather to be emptied out in total humility on the cross, let us invoke the aid of the holy patrons of this Eastertide, which we find, the holy apostles Philip and James, our glorious Saint Joseph reigning in heaven with his foster son, and Saint Athanasius. All the holy saints, martyrs, and doctors, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.